This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
It's claimed children are losing their sight unnecessarily because of late diagnosis. Research by the group Blind Children UK reveals 9% more under 18s are being registered blind or partially sighted than back in 2006. Wendy Rankin is from the charity and joins me now. Morning, Wendy.
Morning.
Now, what is the impact of late diagnosis on children?
Late diagnosis leads to late intervention, and that's it in a nutshell, really. What we find is that children learn 80% of their learning through their vision. So if you don't provide support at an early stage, then it can affect their development.
So that's obviously a major effect on the development of children, and that certainly is what your study shows.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a tricky one, diagnosis. From birth, it's not always obvious that the child is suffering from some sight deficiency. And so Blind Children UK, on our website, we offer advice to parents of the signs to look out for. And it's important that if any doubt at all, that they get to their GP so that their child can be checked out.
Of course, the big problem here is that you're dealing with children, so you've got an issue there, haven't you, that you're trying to hope that the kids can recognise these symptoms. And a lot of parents might not even recognise their children doing anything different, I guess.
Absolutely. A child's not going to complain because they don't know any different. Mm. So for the parent, just to keep an eye out for their baby or child, check the eyes. Is the eye wobbling, or is there constant movement of the eye? Or are they rubbing their eyes? Is there any wateriness?